The transportation system in South Sudan consists of road, railway, river, and air transport, the largest being road transport. South Sudan imports goods primarily through the Kenyan port of Mombasa, which accounts for most of the traffic, followed by Port Sudan and Djibouti port. The South Sudan and Sudan railway line has been closed several times in the past because of the conflict between the Sudanese government and Southern Sudanese rebels. First in 1991 during the civil war. The railway was reopened in 2010 but was closed again in 2011 when South Sudan seceded from Sudan. This will be the first time the two countries are reviving the railway line in more than a decade. Some political and economic analysts say reviving it will boost trade between the two countries. Ahmed Morjan, an economics lecturer at the University of Juba, says railway transport is the most efficient way of transporting large cargo.
You know, South Sudan is a landlocked country, and as we know, most of the merchandise and the goods comes from East Africa through the port of Mombasa. But today, if South Sudan revives the railway line which links Sudan, for instance, from Port Sudan up to where it stops in Awil, it will be important such that light cargo will be moved into South Sudan, as South Sudan being a major importer, at a lower cost than the roads today, and especially as we have seasonal roads mostly.
Morjan says South Sudan should extend the railway line to Juba and to the Kenya and Uganda borders to reap more benefits.
And one expects even not on the railway line to end in Awil, but if it can continue and it may be up to Juba and up to the other border linking the East African zone with that railway line, then South Sudan will actually have a lot of benefit to get from it. Besides that, currently when goods are transported in South Sudan, when they use roads, you know, the issue of multiple taxation. With railway, this can be reduced.
South Sudan's 2011 secession from Sudan prompted Sudan to close the railway line, and it has remained closed since that time. Morjan says the two countries will need to handle insecurity and political instabilities between the two countries, as that will affect the movement of people and goods along the railway. The only segment connecting Sudan's Barbanosa town to South Sudan arrives at Wau and is barely 248 kilometers. According to a report by the South Sudan Infrastructure Action Plan published in 2012, the railway was completed in 1962. Reja Gladys, an economist at the University of Juba, says the railway will help increase exports of goods such as gum arabic, honey, and charcoal, which is being smuggled into Sudan.
We open ways for importation or exportation of the goods. The National Revenue Authority should focus more on mobilizing or generating a lot of revenue from, you know, exportation of these commodities like charcoal, like honey, like the gum arabic, as well as importing the tariffs and all those. It should be documented.
Edmund Yakani, Executive Director for local NGO, Community Empowerment for Progress Organization, or CEPO, says reviving the South Sudan Railway will improve lives in both countries.
I think it's a good initiative. It is a development in the infrastructure. As you're aware, South Sudan is a landlocked country, so we need to have a lot of infrastructure to improve our exit access to the external world. So having a railway coming from Sudan to South Sudan will improve mobility of commodities, and that will improve the economy. And that's going to be to human growth and development in the country and improvement citizens' access to income.
Yakari says for the railway line to have a long lifespan, both Sudan and South Sudan must maintain a positive political will to invest in security and maintain the railway line to protect traders and their goods from bandits.
The government of both countries take responsibility to work together with the committees around the railway line to protect the railway line, and ensure that also they invest on safety of passengers through the railway line, because it's passing through a border that there's a lot of community violence taking place.
Yakani says once the project succeeds, the governments of South Sudan and Sudan should concentrate on the security of traders and their goods. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.